Weiter in Shas, Piren Bava Basa Daf Lamed Beis. Picking up at halfway down, last one in line is Rav Maskef La Rav Ashi. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying over there. We explained that there's a machlokas and that Rav Nachman is going within the Shita that would say that we're not worried about the Zilzul of Beis Din. Another Gemara asks about this. Maskef Rav Ashi, Yachi, if it's really true that Rav Lazar is worried about the fact that Beis Din is going to be disgraced, therefore if they paskin one way, they're going to go paskin another way and go back and forth because it's just going to be disgraced to do such a thing. So my Iri Echad, then why does Rav Lazar speak of the case where the final testimony was only of one aid, and this is talking about in reference to when we're trying to figure out if someone's a coin or not a coin. I feel betrayed Nami, even if two aidim came at the same time, after two other aidim came and caused the person to be demoted from being a coin, Rabbi Lazar would also not reevaluate the person to kahuna because of the fact of the disgrace, even if it's two, not only if it's only one. So Elam Rav Ashi must be saying something else. Nobody really cares about the disgrace of Beis Din. We pass in according to what that luck is. You tell me he's a coin, good, we see he's a coin. You say he's not, we take him down. You see on the ears, you pick him back up. You say he's not, put him back down. You fall down, you get back up. Sorry if Eidus come ifigly, but over here, what's a machlokas? Whether you can do tsiraf of Eidus, and that is if one Eidim sees something, another Eid says something, and they're at different times saying, can you go and bring these two together to go and make it work? If Nachman goes according to Belazar and Shimon Gamliel, that when they said, there are great ropes that we say, So now, let's take a look and see this machlokas over here. We plucked the dahani tanai. The Rishon Gamliel and Rav Lazar really are working within the opinion of the machlokas of the following tanai. The time we're looking at liolam eini do some tsarefes. Really, you can't be mitzarev two edus. You can't put them together. Atshir shneim beach keechad until both of them go and they see it keechad at the same time. This is definitely this is a machlokas style gemara. Okay, doesn't bring his makos. Okay, we see it later in Gittin Sanhedrin Suvas. In any event, that's Yerush Neim Biachad. Rabbi Shobin Karchalomer, Afilu B'zeh Chazeh. No, it works even if it's one after the other. And then we have another machlokas. Eini do some eskemos b'beis din. Witnesses testimony, even if they are in about the same thing, can't be eskeim b'beis din. Achi Yerush Neim Biachad, unless they come, they're made at the same time. Meaning coming together, but something of Nasanoma, Shomim Dvarb Shalzeh, Yom. We listen to the words of one of them today. When the friend comes tomorrow, Shomim Dvarb, we go and we hear him tomorrow. Right? So we're saying they don't have to be at the same time at the time they're coming to do it. Now, we have a story time about this. There was a guy who says to his friend, my boy is my area. What are you doing in this land? This is, you know, this is my land. The guy who's a squatter says, what do you mean? I bought it from you. The shtara. And here's the shtar. You know, I actually have the shtar that shows that I actually bought it from you. Beep, turn the page on base on base. So the guy says, hold on 1 second. He says to the squatter, shtar is aifu. He says, that's a ziyuf. It's forged. It's not real. It's a fake. And, you don't have a chazak over here, you gotta get out. Gachin lachish le the rabbah. So the guy who's the squatter leaned over and he whispered to Rabbah, who was judging over here, and Rishbam says he did in a way, benacha shalosh shama ma'ar. So the guy who's the attacker wouldn't be able to hear, in shtar zaifahu, in a chinami. It's true. This is a fake shtar. The whole thing is fake. Miu shtar ma'alia havali. But I actually had a good one, the Irkas, but I lost it. I don't have it anymore. Vamina in kitai bivadai koldu. So I thought, let me take this one in my hand, bidai. So at least I have something, you know, to go out to back myself up. So Amar Rabbi says, Malo l'shaker. Why, you know, why do you have to lie over here? Ibai Amar, he had another way of getting out of this, meaning we should believe him with what he's saying right now, because he could have got out by saying, Shtar ma'aliyahu. He could have said, you said it's forgery. No, I could have just said straight up, it's a good shtar, and we would believe it's a good shtar, right? Why would you believe it's a good shtar? Because, as the Rashbam says in this Rashbam, he says that the Edom testified that these chasimas were really theirs, and therefore, to say that it wasn't good, or was given the shtar mana, right, we wouldn't actually believe you. So the fact that he could have did that, but he therefore we believe when he says that this actually isn't real, but I really had the real one. Amar Rav Yosef, say, Amai Samachta, right? He says, hold on 1 second. On what is it that you are basing this? Ahai Shtara. On the Shtar that he has right now, Ahai Shtara Chasva Balmu. The Shtar is just a piece of pottery, like it's clearly nothing. So you can't go ahead and give it to him based on the fact of this Shtar over here. Ahude Amar Lechavrei. So Yosef says, right, Yosef says, nice try, you can't go with this. So Itaka wouldn't go and get the land based on the Shtar. Ahude Amar Lechavrei is the guy who says to his friend, Havli Meir Zuzi Damasikna Bach, give me 100 Zuz that you owe me. You owe me 100 zuz, says Rashbam, kiplukta de la'el ba'osama ta'amim. We're going to see like the earlier thing in the same reasons. Vahashtara, and here's a star that proves that you owe it to me. Amalei, so the second guy says to him, shtar is aifu. What, that's not a real document? And he whispered over to him, he says, in shtar is aifu, it's true. Mi ushtar ma'al yahav, I have a good one. Because I lost it, v'arminas, I thought, in kind b'hai b'dai, koldu, let me go and bring it in, so I'll have something to go back it up. So Rabbi, ma'al shaker, ibai amalei, could have said, shtar ma'al yahav, it's really good shtar. So therefore we believe him. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef, he says, I'm not kosamach, what do you, something so mechana, high star on the shtar, high star, chas b'almu, this is just a piece of pottery, you know, this is nothing over here, you can't go rely on that. He says in the land case that we spoke of, the halacha goes according to Rabbah, that we actually do believe this guy over here. And that first din over here, therefore we give him that land. When it comes to the Keshmani, we go according to Rav Yosef. Why does it go according to him in the land? Because wherever the land is found, and whoever has it, he stays there. He gets to stay there. Because wherever the money is found, right, with whoever has it, it stays also. In other words, Gemara Avidi wasn't clear exactly what to do, so he just keeps everything according to what the chazaka was. So we can't kick the guy off the land, and we can't let this guy, and we don't make this guy give any money. Story time to try, and we're going to try to compare it to that previous thing. Ha'u arva da'amar le'lalova. There was a guarantor who said to the borrower, right, he's the one who he's guaranteeing this guy, havli me'a zuze, give me 100 zuz, de parati lamalvi levach, that I paid to the lender because of you. Like, you owed the guy money. You didn't pay him. I had to go pay up for it. So pay up to me the money you owe to me, says the Rashbam. Kigon, Arav, Kablon, Inami, Kigon, Sha'amar, Malva, Bishasa, Alva, Mimishera, Ipara, Vahai, Shtar, and he goes, and here's the Shtar that the lender gave to me when I went up and I paid him. So, Armalei, the borrower said, La Pratich, what do you mean? Did I not pay you already? I paid you back. Armalei says, La Vahadach Kaltinu Minai. It's true, but you didn't take the money from me again. Meaning, didn't you then go ahead and borrow money from me? Like, you took the money back. You, like, you gave it, but then you took it right back, and you left the shtar with me. Rosh Bam says, Kamisha lo paratam, it's like you didn't pay, Valova lohoda lo kach. Right? And but the lover wasn't masking to this. Okay, so now the borrower says, Shalcha ravidi barav in the kamid abaye. He sent this case in front of Abaye. He gav damai. What's the case over here? Right? Can we compare it to this case of the shtar, which is no good or is good or not? Shalcha abaye says back to Mighty Baile. What exactly are you asking? Ha iu the amar wasn't it he who said, he's the one who said that Ravidi is the one who said the halacha goes according to Rabbi when the case went with the land. The money just stays over there. So what exactly are you asking me? The guy who the guarantor is not going to get this money now. The borrower is going to say, what are you talking about? I don't got nothing over here. Says the Gemara, Vahani Mili, this is when the Amalei Hadar Ta'o Zaftini Tinu Minai, where the guarantor says to the borrower, you borrowed the money from me again, right? Admitting that the original Chiyav was done and that this Shtar was no longer good. Aval Amalei, but if the guarantor said to him, Hadar Tinu Ni'alach, I return the coins to you, Machmas Ta'av Shaifi Vesumke, because they were worn out. Or sumke means it became like all reddened. Rashi says, Hedim nechostan yosemidai. It became too red. Nimsha shadayin lopro, which means they didn't actually pay me back, right? That the guarantor says, yeah, I returned it to you, not because of the fact that there was any sort of real thing, but they were messed up. Akati isili shibuta. The star's chiyuv still remains over there, and he never got the money, and therefore it's still valid, and he could use it to go out to collect his debt. Says Rashi, ukilu toin. Lo pratani dami. It's like he said, you never actually paid me back. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.